Yes?
Adlai.
Yeah, Governor, how are you?
I'm doing all right.
I have great minds run the same channel. I thought last night I was going to call you today. And I didn't know you were here. What are you doing here?
I'm testifying up here in the Senate on the...
You better get out of that Senate. They'll get you in trouble. I never saw a man get up there yet didn't get in trouble.
I know. Well, I didn't have too bad a time this morning. I was talking about these plans for future financing of peacekeeping operations for the Fulbright Committee, and also they wanted a briefing on the Cyprus situation. And I thought before I went back, I'd just call up to ask you what your reaction was to the language on Panama that was sent over to you last night. Russ tells me that he and Bunker went over to see you and you had it under advice.
Yeah. I'll tell you, Governor, my reaction is about like it was when I talked to you. There are two or three words in there that I don't want to use, not for what they say as much as for the implication and what the Panamanians think they mean. I'm not going to say anything that makes them believe that we're going to rewrite a treaty. I think that there are a good many things we've got to do there. And we may have to give them some more money. And we may have to improve, make some of our people socially conscious down there and get rid of some of these generals and get rid of some of the commissaries. Do a lot of things that way. And I've got to make up a list of everything we can do. But I'm not about to say that I'm going to sit down with you and give you encouragement to believe that I'm going to do away with the perpetuity clause and I'm going to rewrite this treaty, because I don't think I can satisfy them. I don't think it's right to do it. I think we have an obligation to the hemisphere to operate that thing. We went in and we have made some mistakes, but I'm not going to make one by rewriting a treaty. Now, I think this leaves the impression, when you use the word negotiate, I don't like that. And I have cut it out of every proposal that's come in and just told them to quit bringing it in, that I'm not going to agree to it, and cut out the word treaties. Now, I think that may sound childish, but I think when you say that you're going to reconsider the treaties, that the implication is you're going to rewrite the treaty, and that you're going to rewrite the substance of it, and that you're going to get rid of the perpetuity clause, which they are claiming. And I think that they'll think that. And then the heat that's going to be on me when New York Times and my negotiator sits down with them, and they come back in, it's going to be something terrific. So I'm just going to take it before I sit down with them. They've run my ambassador out of there. They've shot my soldiers unjustifiably. They've told me to go straight to hell. We don't want to have any diplomatic relations with you. And I've responded by saying, I'll discuss anything with you, anywhere, anytime, and do what's just and what's right and what's fair. But I don't want to say in a written document that I am going to reconsider a treaty, because I'm not going to rewrite that treaty. And this is a little country, and just because they're little, no reason why they're not entitled to be treated fair and just. And I'm willing to stand up and protect them against the mob. But I'm not willing to rewrite that treaty, because every time they have an election in 59, they come in and they raise a little hell. And then 5 years from now, they'll be doing it again. And I think their action is totally uncalled for, coming in there and shooting those poor soldiers. And I think the American people, thick necks than anybody ever got out and told them, that we armed them with birdshot where they couldn't fire back. And they let these Panamanians just shoot them between their eyes and murder them like hogs. I don't think we could ever defend it. Now, that's generally my background. I have talked to the leading people who would have to consider a treaty, and I couldn't find one vote anywhere. And I think that we just toying with something that we couldn't, out of the United States Senate, my honest judgment is I couldn't get 20 votes for any treaty that substantially rewrote the president.
Well, my quarrel was on the point that there's any inference or implication that this would constitute a commitment to renegotiate the treaty. The only word that's used here is to appoint negotiators.
That's right.
To discuss and reconsider all aspects of
that. That's right. Now, what does reconsider mean? What do we reconsider?
We examine.
What do we reconsider?
Well, committee to re-examine everything. It says all aspects of U.S. and Panama relations, including the treaties.
That's right.
Now,
what they've been determined is, to put the word treaty in there so that they could leave the impression with their people that they're going to get a new treaty. And that new treaty is going to be get all these things like perpetuity out of it.
Goes on, says both parties agreed to discuss the differences between them without preconditions, and without preconditions as to the positions they may consider necessary to adopt as a result of the meetings that will take place between them.
Now here's what I would sign without any trouble. But I'd say the parties agree to appoint representatives with sufficient powers to discuss all U.S. and Panama relations with a view to harmonizing the just interests of both parties, seek to the prompt elimination of the causes of dispute and fulfill their responsibilities in the hemisphere. We agree to discuss the differences existing without preconditions, position they may consider necessary to adopt. I'd cut out negotiators and I'd put in representatives. I'd cut out including canal zone treaties because that's going to leave an impression that that they're going to interpret that I'm not agreeing to. And I think that the newspaper will do the same thing because they've been trying to.
Well,
and it says the same thing. If that's all it says, why, we'll say that.
I don't want to be held to this, but I think if you were to accept this language and got this miserable little thing that's settled on this basis, it just commits you to nothing, that you would not get an unfavorable reaction in the New York Times. You'd get a resounding applause in an editorial.
Well, I think I would New York Times, and I think people would run me out of the country. I don't think New York Times, Washington Post. I've been.
Well, I thought you mentioned a moment ago you were concerned with the attitude.
Well, I think it's what they'll do then is they say that I agree to rewrite the treaty. Now, damn it, you rewrite it. I think that'll be the next step.
Oh, no, I think they would say this is a very satisfactory solution from the point of view of the United States. It's agreed to do what everybody's felt that we should do, what the President, Mr. President Johnson himself said, which is he's prepared to examine, review, discuss all outstanding questions between us. And this is all he's committed to do here.
That's right.
Well, questions between us, of course, is the treaty.
I'm ready to do that, but I'm ready to say the parties agree to appoint representatives with powers to discuss and reconsider all aspects of U.S. Panama relations. Now, that means all of them.
Well, you see, it's, I've been working this line through Orlington, Costa Rica, and it's very difficult to go back now and ask for further amendments in this.
Well, Governor, I've told them.
I hope that we're going to be able to get them because I think I don't know whether we can. In the second place, we're too close to what you want now. In fact, I thought.
Governor, we're not. The first day I told. I told.
Because it does seem to me to know exactly what you had in mind.
Well, somebody misinformed you about my view because the first day I talked to him, I said, now, first thing I want to make clear is that we're not going to negotiate and rewrite any treaties.
Well, I'm sorry that you conclude that this leaves that inference.
Well, it does, and they think it does.
I do think it's awfully important from your point of view that
all of our people.
This little mess.
I agree with you.
Because it's affecting the attitude of Latin Americans way beyond the boundaries of Panama, as you know. They feel as though that we're stuck on this dime and that this controversy between this minuscule country and the United States is wholly avoidable and unnecessary sort of diversion of attention from the major problems of Latin America. And I just think from a statesmanlike point of view, it's much better to get this one out of the way, and if you can get it out of the way with language as good as this, which is so far from where we started, it should be well advised to do it.
Well, I could have gotten this language. I could have gotten this language the first morning I talked to him. If I tell him I'll rewrite that treaty.
You don't say that. That's
what he interprets this as saying, and that's what the one man talked to him about it and said, now, this doesn't permit us to rewrite the treaty. They think it does.
Well, it does.
And that's why they want that word.
That last paragraph, I wrote most of this. That last paragraph is in there. Without preconditions, as to the positions that they may consider necessary to adopt. I just think that's a saving of clause as you could contrive, but you've got to do something. Them off the
I'm willing to say the parties agree to appoint representatives with sufficient powers to discuss and reconsider all aspects of U.S.-Panama relations. I don't know how you can go any further. And I'll tell you why.
Just the reference to the treaties that I've
The Canal Zone treaties, I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to leave the impression to them and the world that I'm going to appoint a negotiator to come down and rewrite the treaty, because we're not going to do that. And that's what they want us to do, and that's what he insisted at the beginning, the first morning, and that's what he's insisted ever since. And we just got to stand on our position, and the Congress will stand on it too. I can't get a treaty rewritten. I couldn't get 20 votes for it.
No, you keep saying that this means he's going to rewrite the treaty. I don't think there's any reason.
Well, then why mention them then?
Well, because it's all aspects. It's one of
the... Let's discuss all aspects of the relations. That covers everything. And that didn't highlight, pinpoint, emphasize, and underline. And
are you insisting on excluding the word negotiators?
I'd rather say representatives, because I think negotiators imply that you're gonna negotiate a treaty. And I've done that both times. Every draft they've ever brought in, every one they've ever said, the man started out with his first meeting there, and he's told them to get the word negotiate treaties out. Now, we don't want to deceive you, and we don't want to leave you under any false impression. Every time we have an election, we're not going to have a new treaty. And we say that we'll appoint men, that's what they want, or women, with powers to discuss and consider all aspects. I would say reconsider, I'd say consider all aspects of U.S. and Panama relations. Now that covers everything that you can conceive of. And
it also covers the treaty.
Yes, it does. But it doesn't say to the world, it doesn't say to them what they think that we're saying when we say we're negotiating the treaty. We're appointing negotiators with powers to reconsider the treaties. And that leaves the impression, Governor, that they are going to reconsider the treaties, and they're going to rewrite the treaties. And that's what they want to leave the impression to their people down there.
Well, I can't argue with it. I don't think it does, but anyway. After all, you're trying to get them off the hook. We're trying to get us off the hook. We're trying to get down to cases and clean up this mess down there, which is really getting terrible, as you know. And it's going to get worse, not better, because as this economic situation deteriorates further, the more extremist people are going to be listened to more, and they're going to start to assert themselves more, and then we're going to have more goddamn trouble, and we'll just get dug in deeper and deeper on this mess. And it's a pitiful little damn thing that I just...
Well, it's going to... Maybe
I underestimate it, and I would never challenge your estimate of the U.S. Senate, but as far as the people around the country are concerned, I don't think this has the implications, and I don't also think it has either the importance that you attach to it.
Well, the people that talk to them think it does. Tom Mann and his group think that they think when you talk about negotiating a treaty, that you're going to negotiate a treaty. And they're going to expect that. And when they sit down the next step, we're going to be caught.
Oh, you're going to be in that, and whatever you do, you're going to have to talk about the damn treaties. And that's been our problem for years down there, you know. And I don't know, we want to talk about the treaties. We want to make it perfectly clear to what the limits are that we can do. And I think there's many other things you can do, and I'd like to send you a memo about that stuff.
I would love to. I've asked the Secretary of the Army to get me up a memo of everything that we can do, and get some socially conscious person to write it. And let's see if we can have a civilian governor. Let's see if we can have a board of directors that has some social consciousness. And let's try to
get started on all this too.
Well, it's not our fault, Governor. They're the ones throughout our ambassador. We got one ready to go whenever they want him to go. But they just like Zanzibar. They didn't come in with a six shooter and arrest him, but they told him to get the hell out.
Well, I don't know what you want me to say. I negotiated this thing.